The State Department of Environmental Conservation has given the go-ahead for an air quality permit for Yosebel Coal's Wishbone Hill mine near Palmer. The move has been met with outrage by members of the Castle Mountain Coalition, an anti-coal group in the Matanuska Valley. Jamie Duhamel is the coalition's program director.
It's pretty clear to us that the Department of Environmental Conservation is bowing to some pretty intense political pressure. They have not approved this permit two times before. Not much had changed in this third round, and so their approval of it is more of an indication of the political pressure to approve one way or the other to make development happen, whether it makes sense or not.
Duhamel charges that DEC used air quality data from 1990's Eagle River, not Palmer, in making the decision. DEC's air quality permit writer, Aaron Simpson, says the permit takes into account the proposed mine's pollution emission rate. Simpson says the permit meets state and federal criteria, so DEC has the obligation to issue the air quality permit.
The department developed this minor permit under the authority of our state regs, which contain provisions designed to protect public health. The National Ambient Air Quality Standards are health-based standards, and they are set at levels designed to protect public health.
The air quality permit does not allow Yosebel to move forward on mining at Wishbone Hill. The actual mining permit is in dispute at this time.